This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Where we are at any given moment makes a big difference in whether or not cell phone calls, text messages, or emails are able to reach us. And that's a lot like our relationship with God. Where we are in our spiritual walk determines whether or not God is able to get through to us. Today, we continue in a series called Hearing the Voice of God. In these powerful lessons, Rick is teaching us how we can truly hear from the Lord, making it so much easier to know and do His will for our lives. This September, when you join our Partner in Hope family by signing up for automated monthly giving, we'll send you a special welcome gift as our way of saying thanks. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called Recognizing God's Voice.
If you get an idea and it's from God, it's going to be one of these things: pure, peace, loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, impartial and sincere. So let's look at these. First, if I get an idea, an impression from God is going to be pure. So if I get an impure thought, that one's obviously did not come from God. And it says, if I get an idea from God, it's going to be peace-loving. What does that mean? It means when God gives you an idea, it promotes harmony, not conflict. It promotes reconciliation, not division, not war, not separation. God is not going to give you an idea that to create conflict in your family, to create conflict in your small group, to create conflict at work, to create conflict at church or somewhere else, to divide people into this side and that side. He says, real wisdom is peace loving. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. They are the children of God, the people who build bridges, not build walls. And in life, you're either a bridge builder or you're a wall builder. He says, be peace loving. Now, what does that mean? It means all gossip is satanic. It doesn't come from God. It's satanic. Why? Because the Bible says Satan is the accuser. He is the accuser of Christians. He is the condemner of Christians. His job is to put you down. His job is to condemn you, to criticize you. When you criticize, condemn, and gossip about others, you're just doing the devil's work for you. He says, thank you very much. All gossip is satanic. It's not from God. It's not pure. It's not peace-loving. And number three, it's not considerate. The third thing I ask is, I got this idea. Would it hurt anybody else? Would it harm anybody else? Now, if I get an idea and it'll really help me, but it hurts everybody else, that idea isn't from God. If I get an idea and it's going to help me, but it's going to hurt everybody else in my family, it's going to hurt my wife and my kids, that idea did not come from God. It's real simple, because wisdom from God is considerate. God is concerned about the effects on other people. And then it says, real wisdom, our ideas, impressions from God, are submissive. What does that mean? Submissive is humble. Submissive is teachable. Submissive is willing to have your idea checked by somebody else. What do you think? When you say to somebody else, what do you think about this idea? You are submitting that idea to them. And so to have an idea from God, if it's really from God, you're more than willing to say to your small group, what do you guys think about this? Guys, if you have an idea and you don't really want to tell your wife about this idea, it didn't come from God. Okay? Because you're not willing to submit it to say, what do you think about this, honey? Wives, if you get an idea and you don't really want to check it out with your husband, like, should I buy this? Well, guess what? That's not a submissive attitude. Humble and teachable. If an idea is from God, the Bible says it is submissive. That means you're willing to have it tested. What do you guys think? And you ask around, and you ask your small group, and or you ask the people you're working with, your staff. You say, what do you guys think about this idea? You see, when people are prideful and they're unteachable and they are self-righteous, it is a dead giveaway that they're not hearing from God. Because the wisdom of God is pure, peace-loving, considerate, and submissive. Number five, it says, if I get an idea from God, an impression from God, it's full of mercy. What does that mean? It means if I get an idea from God, it's going to make me more forgiving of you. It's going to make me more gracious to you. I'm thinking, man, I've been forgiven. I better forgive everybody else. God has been gracious to me. I better be gracious to everybody else. I say, God has cut me an awful lot of slack. I better cut my wife an awful lot of slack and my kids an awful lot of slack. Why? Because God has been gracious to me. True wisdom, wisdom that comes from God, not human wisdom, not demonic wisdom, but God's wisdom is full of mercy. You know, some people, this is the dead giveaway that they haven't heard from God. They think they have, but they haven't because their attitude proves it. When you find people who think they've heard from God and then they're judgmental and they're critical of everybody else and they're harsh and they're accusatory and they're always judging other people and other churches and other leaders and things like that, you know they have not heard from God. Now, it just seems that all those people have congregated on the internet. And they have these things called blogs. Let me tell you something. It takes no intelligence to criticize. A fool, an idiot can criticize. Anybody, a baby can learn to criticize. You could teach a monkey how to criticize. But it takes maturity and wisdom to find the beauty in every person. It's very easy to look at something and go, she's this, she's this, she's this, she's this, he's that, he's that, he's that, he's that. And you look at all the surface issues and you can instantly think of five things you don't like about him. It takes no brains at all to do that. What takes intelligence, what takes wisdom, what takes maturity is to find the good, the beautiful in every person and in every situation. That takes maturity. Now, it's full of mercy. That means you're going to be gracious to other people if it's an idea from God. And then it says, it's wisdom from God is impartial and sincere. Now, this means you don't use what God tells you to manipulate other people. The words insincere and sincere and impartial are actually in Greek the words adikritos and anipokritos. We get the word hypocrite from adikritos and anipokritos. It means hypocrite. You know what a hypocrite is? You wear a mask. You're fake. You're phony. You're not authentic. You talk one way with this group and another way with this group. When you do that, you're not hearing from God. If it's an idea, it's right out front and it's the same with every person. And you don't try to manipulate or control other people by saying, well, now God told me, and then you go, well, how do you fight with God? I mean, that's like the ultimate weapon to throw down. Well, God told me, da-da. And you go, well, okay, I guess we better do it. No, that means if it's really from God, you don't do that. Now, Tom is going to come and teach us the third filter.
The third way you test an impression is you ask, does my church family confirm it? Does my church family confirm it? You ask other mature believers, what do you think about this idea? Might check with God's word. Might check with the other filters, but does my church family confirm it? Now, why is this one so important? Because you were not meant to live life all alone. You were meant to live life in relationship to other people. And so you go to others, other mature people who are trying to follow Christ as well, and you say, what do you think about this? This is why it's so important that you have a church family. Listen to what the Bible says about this in Ephesians 3:10. God's intent is that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known. Through the church, God's wisdom is made known into all eternity and to each one of us individually. He wants to use other people in your life, in my life. Now, what does this mean? This means that if God has genuinely spoken to you, other believers, other people who are following Christ are going to confirm it. when you talk to them about it. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, I can see that. This also means if you get an idea, an impression, something from God, and you think, maybe I should do this for this area of my life or for a relationship or for my business, and you have a resistance to telling anybody else about it, that should be a huge red flag. I don't want to tell anybody else. It's either, you know, I look at myself. I like to think things through and make plans. And if I'm resistant to telling somebody else, a lot of times it's just my pride. I just want to feel like I made it up all by myself. It's either my pride or it could be in the back of your mind, you know it's the wrong thing to do and you know what they're going to say when you tell them, so you just don't want to tell them. You test the impression with other people because you realize that they're going to confirm it. If you get some idea, crazy idea, that you can't find any other person who's trying to follow Christ to confirm it, guess what? It's wrong. So you just throw it out, you drop it, and you realize I'm going to go on to the next idea. If mature believers, what I'm saying is this, if mature believers question it, you should question it too. Now, why does God want us to get advice from other people? Because he wants to save us from a lot of things. Next verse in your outline says, the wisdom of the righteous can save you. Now, what can it save you? It can save you a lot of time, wasted time and doing the wrong thing. It can save you a lot of pain and making a mistake. I'd rather learn from somebody else's pain than have the pain myself. Can you agree with that one? No doubt about that. It can save you a lot of embarrassment. It can even save your reputation. Sometimes it can save your life. That's how important advice from other people can be in your life. One of the biggest reasons we mess up our lives is either we have no godly friends, no one else in our lives that we can talk to who's trying to follow God and live life the kind of way he's made for us to live, or I've got some friends, but I just won't listen to them in this case. I just want to do what I want to do no matter what. So I got to build godly relationships into my life. Now, this is why every one of us, we need something in our lives. You probably know what it is. We all need a small group. You know this already. In fact, most of you are in a small group, but maybe you were in one and you've gotten out of one, or you've never been in one, and it's the time, it's just the hassle. If you're not in a small group, you're skating on thin ice and you don't know where the thin ice is. You need some other people in your life that you can bounce some things off of. Relationships aren't just every once in a while I'll try to call. You got to build them in on a regular basis. I can't tell you how many times in our small group someone has said something, and I wasn't even thinking to ask them about it, but just what they said, it caused me to think in a different direction, in a different way. That's the power of relationships, what God wants to do in our lives. You need a small group for feedback when it comes to hearing from God, impressions from God. Proverbs 11:14 says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So if you want to make fewer mistakes, then you get all the godly advice that you can get and you follow it. With one big disclaimer on that one. There are some people, they've got an idea, and they go ask 10 people, and they realize it's wrong. So then they go ask 99 people, just looking for one person who will agree with them. I'm not saying to do that. What you do is you just find some people that are trying to follow Christ, trying to live the kind of life God's given us to live, and you ask them, and you allow them to be a part of testing God's impressions in your life.
Now, the fourth test is a test that will save you an awful lot of money, if you'll really listen to it. I have met so many well-meaning Christians who've gone off and started businesses, and then they failed, and they lost a lot of money from it because they didn't go through this fourth test. And they would say, well, you know, it passed the first three. I want to start this business. Does it agree with the Bible? Yeah, it's not unbiblical. Does it make me more like Christ? Yes, I can become more like Christ in starting this business. Does my small group confirm it? And the church family and other mature, they say, yeah, you'd be good at that. Try that. But they didn't really look at the fourth test. And the fourth test is this. Is it consistent with how God shaped me? Is this idea that I've got, this impression, this thought, is it consistent with how God has shaped me? Now, before you were born, God decided what he wanted you to do with your life. And then he formed you, he shaped you for that specific task. He doesn't want you to be somebody you're not. He doesn't want you to pretend to be a copy of somebody else. He made you to be you. We've talked about this often over the years. It's called your shape, S-H-A-P-E, your spiritual gift, your heart, your abilities, your personality, and your experiences. These are the five things that make you you. And if you haven't taken class 101, 201, 301, or 401, I wrote these classes to help you grow through the stages of maturity. And the third class, 301, is discovering how God shaped you and what you're supposed to do with your life based on your spiritual gifts. What am I gifted to do? Your heart, what do I love to do? Your abilities, your talents, your personality, we all have different personality, and your experiences. Now this shape determines your significance, what you're supposed to do. Form follows function follows form, and the way God formed you determines what your function is. The Bible says this in Ephesians 2:10. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Did you know that God created you to do good works? Why are you here on this earth? God created you to do good works, and they're unique to you. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Before you were even born, God knew what he wanted you to do, so he shaped you for that work. The Bible says we're his workmanship. That word in Greek is the word poema. It means poem. We get the word poem from it. You are God's masterpiece. You are God's poem. You are God's work of art. There's nobody like you. Quit trying to be somebody else. You are God's workmanship. You are his handicraft. And he broke the mold when he made you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy, regular donation plan for you. But please know that if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on radio, TV, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, go to PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. When you do, we'll send you Pastor Rick's study resource, Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. We'll also send you a very special surprise thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thanks for your support. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Hi, everybody. Today I want to introduce you to Allison. She recently wrote me to tell how God had saved her from a life of prostitution and used Daily Hope to help her grow as a young Christian. Here's what she wrote. I grew up in an atheist family, and I was taught that people who believe in God are crazy, stupid, and brainwashed. I ended up being a hardcore drug addict for 15 years, and to pay for my habit, I sold my body on the street, and I was homeless. But I found a Bible in a hotel room where I was working, and the Lord radically saved me through his word. Then an amazing church family embraced me fully and helped me to grow in the Lord. One day, Pastor Rick, I came across your TED Talk on the internet, and I was blown away. So I looked up your website, and I downloaded the Daily Hope app, and I started listening to your sermons every single morning. I then bought the book, Purpose Driven Life, on audible.com. I've enjoyed it immensely. I am so blessed to give a monthly donation so you can share your message all over the world. Your Daily Hope messages have meant so much to me in the past year, and I'm just an infant in Christ. I appreciate all the encouragement that I get from listening to you. Thank you, Pastor Rick. You know, Allison, I can't thank you enough for writing to me and sharing your story. We live to get these letters,
And it's so exciting to hear stories from people like you who have been radically touched and transformed by the message of hope through Daily Hope. And I of course, I appreciate you giving a monthly donation. Thank you for your prayers for this ministry, that we can pass this good news of hope on to others. I just want you to know that I'm going to be praying that God continues to use you in the lives of other people and to use Daily Hope to help you grow more like Jesus. God bless you, Allison.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed your life, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.